الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد فما بعد أعزائنا العلماء الكرام My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before I begin my topic, I was listening to the recitation of the Honorable Sheikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and accept his recitation and fill his heart with noor and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it sabit in his qalb. The ayat of Surah Al-Duha which he recited that always strikes me, and I want to share that with you before I actually begin my talk. And that ayah is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa'amma as-sa'ila fala tanhar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when the Sa'il comes to you, when the one who has a need comes to you to ask, to fulfill that need, whether that Sa'il is come to ask the clarification of a sawal, of a question, whether he comes with a material need, with a spiritual need, with whatever need, when the Sa'il comes to you, do not reject him. فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. I want to draw your attention to this, my brothers and sisters. Rabbul Alameen Jalla Jalaluhu is advising his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not reject the one who comes to ask. What then do you think he will do who gave the advice? If he said to him, don't do it, what do you think he will do when we ask him? So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you get nothing from my lecture today except this one thing, that is enough for you and me, inshallah. Which is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the name of his kalam, by the wasila of his kalam, to say, you said, do not reject the one who asks. I am asking, give me. And it is my iman, inshallah, that if you ask, Allah will give you. And I make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give you whatever you ask. That Allah should put khair in whatever you ask. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should cause you to ask that which He wants to hear from you. And to give you not in keeping with what you asked, but in keeping with His majesty and grace, Jalla Jalalu. My lecture today, I want to begin with the ayat of the Quran. In Surah Al-Anbiya, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Laqad anzalna ilaykum kitaban fihi dhikrukum. Afala ta'qilun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily we have sent on you a book in which you have been mentioned. If only you understand. It was the way of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain that they used to take the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if it came directly to them. And this is in fact the way, this is in fact the way that we should all approach the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if the kalam, the nuzul of the kalam is on our own heart. Allama Iqbal rahmatullahi alayhi, his father, he said his father gave him this advice. And he said, read the kitab of Allah as if the nuzul was on your heart. Don't read it mechanically to finish your dawr or whatever. No. Read it as if Allah is talking to me. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you have been mentioned, and therefore I remind myself and you, let us go and search for ourselves. Where is my name? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have been mentioned. So where is my name? Where is your name? Now, as you and I know, obviously our names are not in the Quran. But what is in the Quran, the mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the qualities, the awsaf of certain people. And he described the ending of those people. People with these qualities will be in this place. And people with some other qualities will be in some other place. This is the description and this is the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the awsaf and the qualities of people. So therefore, let us see what are these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his kalam in Surah Al-Baqarah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being among those people, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there are among the people those who say that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and we believe in the last day. I remind myself and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying among the people are those who deny Allah. No. There are those people also. Allah is not talking about that. Allah is not saying there are those among the people who make shirk, who join with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayah, Allah did not mention them. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those people who claim to be good Muslims, who claim to be mu'mineen, who claim to be on tawheed, who claim to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without partners, who claim to believe in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who also claim to believe that they believe in the day of judgment, that one day we will go and reach the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be called to stand in front of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there are people who believe all this. Now my question to you and myself, my brothers and sisters, is if somebody claims this, do you consider that person to be a good Muslim or not? Of course. What more do you want? I believe in Allah, I believe in the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I believe in the day of judgment, I'm a Muslim. But what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa alimum bi dhati sudur, he is the one who knows what is in the heart, what is he saying? Wa ma hum bi mu'mineen, they are not Muslims. They are not mu'mineen. I remind myself and you, may Allah protect us from this. What will be the fate when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We live our whole life obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or thinking that we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing our ibadat or thinking that we have done our ibadat. But on the day of judgment when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the judgment is passed. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. May Allah protect us from this, inshaAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously the asbabun nuzul of this ayat, this came about the munafiqun, but we have to look at the Quran for everything for ourselves and say, here are the awsaf. Allah is describing. What is he describing? He says, people who claim to be Muslims. And Allah says, they are not Muslims. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. These are the people who try to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, and they try to fool the people, but they fool nobody except themselves. Why do they do that? فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ. In their heart is a disease, and that disease is the disease of hypocrisy, the disease of lying, the disease of nifaq. And what did Allah say? Did he say he will cure this disease? No, Allah said, I will increase the disease. زَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah will increase the disease. And for them, there is a special punishment because they are yakdibun, people who lie. I remind myself and you, let us look in the mirror and say, am I lying about my deen? Because what is the mutaliba? What is the requirement of the deen? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi. How much? Kaffatan. Completely. Enter into Islam totally and fully. Not partially, not selectively. I take this, I like it. I don't like this, I don't take this. No. ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. قال جل جلاله, completely enter into the religion of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described people with certain qualities. He described the ending of people with those qualities. It is incumbent upon ourselves to search for ourselves in the Quran and look and see, where do I fit in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then described some people of some other qualities, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among those people, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقُنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described five qualities. Who are the believers? Innamal mu'minun. Verily, truly, they are the believers. Who is giving this certificate? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who knows what is inside our hearts. He is saying, innamal mu'minun. Alladhina idha dhukir Allahu wajilat qulubuhum. They are the people whose hearts shiver with the fear and the grace and the awe and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when His name is mentioned before them. It is incumbent upon ourselves, my brothers and sisters, to make tawajjuh towards our hearts, to look inside our hearts. Today we have reduced this deen to some mechanical process. Those who are not, who don't know, they don't know. But those who know, illa mashallah, they are focused only on reading this book and that book, and they think, I am an alim because I read this book and that book. Who is going to read the heart? Who is going to see what is inside the heart? Who is going to see what is the effect of this book on my heart? What we are getting and what we get from books is malumat, it is not ilm. It is information, it is not knowledge. That information has to be experienced by practicing it. And that experience has to be converted into wisdom and understanding before it can be called knowledge. Do not mistake malumat for ilm. Do not mistake information for knowledge. It is not knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is knowledge? This is knowledge with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Allah is saying, what is happening to your heart when my name is mentioned? That means knowledge. It is not sufficient to read the hadith Jibreel and say, Anta abudallaha ka annaka tara fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak. It is not sufficient simply to read the hadith and say, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Him. Who is going to make mehnat on this? Who is going to work on that? That comes from effort. Iman is not a virasat, Iman is not an inheritance, Iman is something which has to be earned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned five qualities. The heart, something must happen to the heart must shiver with the fear and majesty and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second quality, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When you read the kalam of Allah, when you look at the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you, when you read the kitab of Allah, or when you read the open book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the kainat, what happens to your iman? Does it increase? How many times have we sat with our students who are in Darul Tahfiz or in the class of Qiraatul Quran, and when the child is reciting the Quran, how many times have you stopped the child and said, you just recited this ayah, what is the effect on your heart? Do we see this? Do we do this? I strongly recommend to you with great respect, my asatiza, my ulama, please. Don't turn the teaching of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into a mechanical process where you are only focusing on the tartil, on the tajweed and so forth. All of those are important. But also look at the heart of the person when the child is reciting the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself, the ayat of great majesty. And before He introduced Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned what is the effect of that introduction. He gave us the criterion to decide what is the effect of the introduction. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this kalam of mine is such that if it were to be sent down onto a mountain, the mountain would humble itself. What does it mean? Put a book on a rock? Sent on a mountain means what? means if the mountain understood this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remind myself and I remind you to ask, look at the mountain which we call our hearts. What is happening to that mountain? Nothing happens to that mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the quality of the kalam is that it will humble the heart. And then he described himself, Jalla Jalaluhu. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. What happens to my heart? What happens to my heart? How can a Muslim be afraid? This is the one we worship. We don't worship sticks and stones. We don't worship human beings. We don't worship malaika. We don't worship the jinn. We don't worship anything in creation. We worship the creator of everything. How can you then be afraid? وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Tawakkul is the result of these two things. Tawakkul comes from something happening to the heart by the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, after mentioning these three things which are internal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two things which are external in our, visible in our actions. Alladhina yuqimuna salat. People who establish the salat, not people who just pray when there is time, not people who pray as and when it is convenient, not people, no, establish the salat. Ajib, even in the translations of the Quran, when you see Iqamati Salah, when you say Aqimu Salah, people in most translations, they say, they don't use the term established Salah. So I always, jokingly, I say that the people in South Africa, they read Namaz. The people in India, in America, they make Salah. The people in India, they read Salah. Nobody establishes Salah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to establish the Salah. يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And spend from what we have given. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us? Please understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say spend from your money. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Spend from your money. Spend from your time. Spend from your energy. Spend from your influence. Do whatever it takes to put forward and to propagate the deen of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, introduce yourself in this way. And what is the way? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, introduce yourself as the ayat of Suratul Yusuf. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبْعَنِي. See the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the Brahma, the messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ayah would have been complete. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي عَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. Khalas, meaning of the ayah is over. This is my way. Introduce yourself. What do you do? Who are you? I am the messenger of Allah. What does it mean? I introduce people to Allah. I invite people towards Allah. I do not invite people towards Allah through mythologies, through stories. No. عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. Through proofs, through evidences. The meaning of the ayah is complete. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he chose to add, ana wa man ittaba'ani. I do this work and those who follow me, those who do my ittiba, do this work of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a person not invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and still consider himself to be an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ajib. The Quran Majid is kalam of Allah is saying, if you are an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do the work of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how you are an ummati, by doing the work of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his work? To invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, please understand this. This is the greatest mercy. This is the greatest honor that we have been given. And no ummah was given this except the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the other ummah, their job was to obey the Prophet and to do your own ibadat. Not to invite. Inviting was the job of the Nabi. But it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final of the messengers, after whom there is no messenger. The work of the message was given to the ummah after him. So you do this work. Why? Because there is no other messenger is going to come, but the work still has to go on. Therefore do the work. Mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include all of us in that sanad, in that certificate, ulaika humul mu'minun haqqa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it that when we stand before his throne on the day of judgment, that he will say, ulaika humul mu'minun haqqa. Lahum darajatun inda rabbihim wa maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem. For them there are darajat, there are stations of honor and glory. For them there is maghfira, for them there is rahma, and for them there is beautiful provision in the akhirah as well as in the dunya. Allah will give them from sources that they could not imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ قَالَ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. I want to complete this. These are the ayat of Surah Talaq. You can see the meaning for yourself. I want to complete because there is no clock here. The clock in my head is telling me that it is time. Time is up. Yes, it is up. As 1 minute beyond time, because Sheikh told me 1:10 and it's now 1:11. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for that 1 minute and accept the work that we are doing here. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless this masjid. May Allah protect this masjid. May Allah use all of you to take his message from this masjid out to every corner of the globe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of you dawat ilal Islam, ilallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of you those who invite others towards Allah, not only by your speech, but by your actions, by your muamilat, by your muashira, by your akhlaq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.